Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walk into any supermarket and you can generally buy a banana for less than $1. But a banana duct taped to a wall?
How much?
That, it goes on auction in 2 days.
That's so stupid.
They are expecting it will fetch $1 million at Sotheby's in New York.
Now, did I dream this? Because I'm kind of in the twilight zone right now because I'm pretty sure we just talked about this within the last 3 weeks.
We did.
Yes, because it was for $3.2 million.
No, it didn't sell for $3.2 million. It hasn't gone. It goes on auction on November 20th. That's on Wednesday.
Okay.
Just listen to this from the New York Post. Because lots of people are asking, how in the hell did this happen? If you go all the way back, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
The artist is Maurizio Catalan.
Con man.
The artwork Prankster. Is entitled Comedian, and it first debuted in 2019 as an edition of Three Fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation.
No, the second one did because the first one was eaten by another artist.
Was it a prank? Was it a commentary on the state of the art world? Another artist, as you mentioned, took the banana off the wall and ate it. A backup banana was brought in. Selfie-seeking crowds became so thick that Comedian was withdrawn from view.
Oh, my God.
But three editions of it, because really anyone can do that, sold for between $120,000 and $150,000.
We deserve all the stupid
I agree,
face as
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs, you know, a couple bucks to do it. The three editions initially sold between $120,000 and $150,000. And now some idiot is going to pay, what, $1 to $3 million for it?
$1 to $1.5 million is what it's estimated to get.
Now, keep in mind, you don't even get a banana
or
duct tape.
No, you
nor a wall to tape it to.
Then what are you getting?
You're buying permission to recreate that art,
yep.
And nobody else can.
Okay, well, I'm going to recreate it right now. Am I breaking some law?
Technically, no. Well,
if I brought duct tape in tomorrow, which I am now going to do, and I duct tape a banana to the wall, am I somehow violating a copyright?
I bring a banana for lunch every day.
You might
can borrow mine.
I mean, because what he's selling is his right that he owns to remake that art.
Okay. Let me just read from one of the art critics' estimations of what is happening here, okay? What Catalan is really doing is turning a mirror to the contemporary art world and asking questions, provoking thought about how we ascribe value to artwork, what we define as artwork. As you mentioned, bidders will not be buying the same fruit that was on display in Miami. That's long rotted and gone.
It was eaten.
Sotheby's says the fruit was always meant to be replaced regularly along with the tape. So to your point, you're not even getting a banana or the tape.
No.
You're getting the certificate of authenticity that allows you just to duct tape banana to a wall.
And then you have additional costs because you now have to go buy a banana and duct tape.
The very title of the piece, Comedian, suggests that Catalan himself didn't likely intend for this to be taken seriously. But Chloe Cooper-Jones, an assistant professor at the Columbia University School of the Arts, said it is worth thinking about the context.
Why don't you just ask him? Why did you put it on the wall? He's still alive.
He won't tell you.
Don't make us sit there and think about it. Just tell us what you meant.
But that's the whole point.
I know. This is why modern art sucks.
I think he's making fun of rich people.
I think he's making fun of modern art.
Catalan is often thought of, quote, a trickster artist. That's what he's known for, kind of like a Banksy.
No, a trickster artist is an artist who has no talent.
By the way, you can recreate any art you want to without violating the copyright. What you can't do is sell it.
Okay, good.
Ah.
Then I'm going to go around tomorrow and duct tape a banana to... I'm doing it. I'm
but
do
don't
it.
Sell it.
No, I'm going to do it all over the station.
It's not art.
It is my gift.
Bananas are going to be everywhere.
It is my gift to the staff here.
Thank you.
At Odyssey.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand out there and I'm going to stare at it and try to imagine what you're saying.
Feel.
What you're saying to me.
What does that banana say to you? If a banana is speaking to you, what is it saying?
It's so deep. Wow. Wow.
By the way, the banana, did you read this, is going on the auction block right next to Monet's...
A real artist.
One of his greatest works.
Yes.
Well, he has succeeded in making a mockery of the art world.
Yes. And I bet this guy, Catalan, isn't even an artist.
He is an artist, Scott.
Okay. Well, if he is an artist, and define that, I think he was probably trying to make fun of modern art.
He is.
A la the big black canvas over at the Nelson Adkins.
Well, that's bananas.
Get out. Which, I don't know if it's still there or not. It was there 20 years ago, and it's just a big, gigantic, square piece of canvas that's painted black.
The top of the stairwell at the back of the
courtyard?
Third floor, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently the work
still there.
Has not lost its appeal.
You're out. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.